You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, dolls.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
Welcome in, dolls. I have been brought here against my will to interview my momager.
Oh, my God.
Kris Jenner.
I'm your mother first.
I don't know who you are.
You know, no one does. It's really, when you debut a new look, it's really, you know.
New look. Let's talk about this new face.
What can I say? I will say this, you know, a lot of people are saying, oh, Kris has a new face. Oh, my God. Dr. Stephen Levine in New York City does wonders. OK. And yeah, he tightened my face. But this isn't the first time I've gone under a facelift knife. You know, I did it on the show like 12, 15 years ago.
Yeah, it is kind of shocking how everyone is so surprised. It's like, hello.
I've done this before and I will tell everyone when I do it again. I just really wanted to get refreshed for Paris. You know, we were going for Kimmy Stimmy's trial.
Oh, yeah, her trial. Yeah, I just was thinking maybe you should have taken a break from the new face when you're debuting a new hairdo, Curly Q.
No, I really went all out.
Like, what? Could we just pause for a sec? I can't even take
it. It's called a bob. You know, they're calling it the cunty little bob.
Get that word out of your mouth, you dirty little slore.
I don't usually say that word, but Corey does when we're in bed together.
Ew, that's disgusting. Wait, say it again.
The cunty little bob.
You are off the rails.
I'm really,
not in a good way.
I really am. What can I say? Je m'appelle Kris. Bonjour.
Okay, you went to Paris for 2 days and you were barely outside.
I was wearing my suits. You know,
who styled you for that?
I'll say
court
this
case.
Not Frankenstein. I see your comments all over the internet. They said Kris Jenner got the face of an angel, but she's wearing Frankenstein's clothes. Corey loves me in a big suit. Harder to find my little body.
You've just shrunken down to a size zero. I've always been the smallest sister, and now you're just like trying to be one of us.
You really have. You really have. And you're right. I'm really trying to be one of you. Can I just say something? A lot of people said, oh, your face. What happened there? You know, I brought them a photo of my two best looking daughters, and I said, do your work.
And who were the daughters?
Kendall and Kimberly.
I'll fight you right now. You do kind of look like Kim, though.
Sorry, I'm choking. Oh, my God. I had to use a vape today. I ran out of gummies.
You know, sometimes there's a limit, and I think you've reached it. Listen, I love that you're living this new dangerous lifestyle and saying the C word.
Cunty little bop. Oh, my God.
Don't
I love it.
Stop saying that because you cannot say it around my kids.
I won't. But here's the thing. I went to a bachelorette party. I haven't been to one of those in years.
And did you have fun?
I had so much fun. It was so amazing. I mean, I was ready to ride the mechanical bull, you know. I was ready to let loosey goosey in Paris. And Lauren Sanchez said, oh, no, we're doing a cruise on the Seine. So that was fun.
Bougie.
It was really bougie. It was really nice. You know, we were in court all day. So just to let loose and have like 6 or 7 glasses of champagne on a boat was really relaxing. It really was.
What happens on the Seine stays on the Seine.
Oh, don't I know it?
Because, you know, I met Corey right after for a little gondola.
Do they have gondola skis in Paris?
They did that night. And let me tell you that my ass loves a good gondola. I rode that gondola harder than I've ridden anything lately. It's really fun.
It's just so disturbing sometimes, the places you go. With your mind?
My mind created you, you know. Can I ask you, speaking of disturbing with the mind, What are you doing going on Chloe's podcast saying you don't believe in the school system?
I mean,
what happened there, doll?
What happened? Have you seen the system? It's broken.
Oh, no.
Teachers are not paid enough. The lessons are just getting dumber and dumber by the day.
Well, I wish you said that because you are my smartest child. I mean, you're the one who graduated from college.
Exactly. I'm obviously brilliant.
You really are. And so to see you go on and say you thought school was of the past was really shocking. I mean, don't get me wrong. It was good press, doll.
I mean, yeah, you're welcome. I just think that kids should stay home and we should be the teachers. I mean, you were my teacher.
I can't.
And look how good we turned out.
Absolutely not. I taught you how to make a dollar, but I can't.
I can't take credit for everything.
Yeah, I just really don't want to let my kids go, you know?
I can tell. What else happened? You've been, Rocky's been taking naps on you, I hear.
Yeah, I wear his merch and he takes naps for like 5 hours a day and I do not put him down.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm giving a lot as a mom.
That
something you never did.
That is more than anything I ever did.
Yeah, we would be crying in the crib for like 10 hours.
And that is self-soothing, you know? That you got to let them cry. That's what I read in the magazines back in the day.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, tortured us.
I love that you just stripped off your clothing.
What's my son's name?
Rocky. And who are my dolls rocking today? Aloe.
You've been doing that sponsorship for 3 years now, going on 10.
Nope. 13 more. We re-signed. Yeah, we renegotiated. We got 13 more years of Aloe. It's going to be a hit, doll.
Well, do you want to be a spokesperson for Lemmy?
Lemmy what?
Lemmy cover my face.
Well, this time, yeah, we need one for yours. Like, let me refresh my face.
Oh, let me facelift.
Yeah.
You can take a gummy for that?
Facelift.
Jesus Christ, I spent good money on this look.
Well, you should have checked out my website first. We have every Lemmy product possible. Let me levitate. Let me transport.
Let me levitate. Oh, I'd try that, doll. Yeah, take me to another dimension.
Let me rocket ship. You can go to space.
No, I saw them go to space for 0.2 seconds, and I thought, I'm good on ground. I'm good on the earth. Let Lauren Sanchez fly her little tush into space.
Yeah.
Don't you love my bangs? I'm so Audrey Hepburn.
I really am getting used to it. I really don't know your face.
Well,
do you like it? Does Corey like it?
Corey loves it. He says I look 16. Sweet 16.
Somebody called the cops because that is like underaged and alarming. Never sending my kids to Chris's school.
16 and fabulous, doll. They used to say I look not a day over 40, and now I'm sweet 16.
Let's throw you a sweet 16.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. Everyone can have their own, you know, we can do a martini bar and then everyone can have drugs at the table.
No.
Oh my God. It's like 16 has never been hotter.
Can you have a vegan carrot cake by chance?
Absolutely not, doll.
I'm not showing up.
You can go to another party. This was so fun. Thank you. You're getting really good at podcasting. I'm really considering starting you one. I really am.
Well, you held me against my will and you told me that I won't get my inheritance. So here we are.
Don't you love them? Kids, what else are they good for?
I got a skedaddle. So see you guys next time on Keeping Up with Chris and Court, our catch up.
Love you, doll.
Spirit fingers.
Spirit fingers.
Gross.
Ha 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 ha.